I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted again, and still trying to pursue reconciliation with the woman he committed his life to, who committed her life to me, because I'm in love with you. Of all things in this world that I want back is a relationship with you. More than anything else. I like you. I don't remember you, but I like you. I continued the dialogue. We had talked about Asa and the interaction with the one prophet who told him, be careful. And he didn't like what he said, so he was not very kind to him. Well, next comes Jehoshaphat. This is 2 Chronicles 18, and he did the same thing. We talked about this today. One of the things we talked about is it's Mahaya the pronunciation, which we went around that because I have a couple of sources to listen to it. But anyway, he said, I'll go and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all the prophets. Then he said, you're going to entice him and prevail, also go and do so. This is how the king would be deceived. It's a fascinating read. But one of the things we discussed is what happened then is, because we read in the New Testament, these things were set kind of as a model for us. And so what you see happening with Asa and Jehoshaphat, you see happening today. Because obviously he had great riches and honor. Now Jehoshaphat had great riches and honor, and he allied himself by marriage with Ahab. So he had a foreign entanglement, which, we're commanded not to do. And we do it anyway, over and over again, including today. But what's fascinating is if somebody points out, as the one prophet did here, and the prophet with Asa, point out there's a problem, it's the shoot the messenger thing. It's the command came from the Lord, but shoot the messenger because you don't want to hear it. And it's more than interesting to me because you see it happening today in more ways than one. For example, right now there's obviously a lot of fiasco going on about a recent election. And, it's interesting to me because one of the things that's been making the news is this postal worker who is one of many, but because Project Veritas has him recorded, he's the one that's up front. But he's one of many who's come forth and identified himself, done long interviews, and one of the news medias came out and said he recanted. And so he comes out and does a video, says, no, I have not recanted, and gives a big, long spiel. So there's the evidence. The issue here isn't the election. The issue is somebody will show, here's the evidence, and you shoot the messenger. Or you lie for him, because that's what they did. And I find that interesting because it is that consistent technique. When I have the discussion we had today is I have been challenged by some people basically to get with a program kind of idea, to be part of the probably the one most noted example was the time that I was at Westar, and one of my coworkers, and my sense now after the fact, I don't have any evidence for this, but my sense was he was prompted to do this. But I don't have evidence for that. But just when I look at the circumstances, I don't think it was his own initiative. He asked me to step outside to talk a bit. So we'd have a private conversation, and we did. And it was kind of this, you're part of the team, right? You know, we're in this together. We want to make it good for all of us. And there's a problem with that, because it's the Acts 19, the Proverbs 1, and things of that nature. There's a problem with my allegiance to my group instead of the Lord. Because if I am commanded to love my neighbor as myself, and also to love the Lord, and what I do is say, okay, I'm going to be supported of my particular community, even though it's going to cost others. I'm not loving my neighbor, nor am I being obedient to the Lord. And, you know, I think about it. I think about how I've been clumsy at that, but I've been striving to do that better. And obviously, you know, it's cost me more than once. The Westar example, a couple medical software companies, more than once. But you have to be with the team, because the team is doing things that are wrong, but they're to our mutual benefit. So be with the team. And I'm afraid that's going to be a growing issue, especially as I see, I did the thing on Kristallnacht, which I do think you are seeing happening again. You know, I know that there was the one case back in summer where in a place that was kind of unexpected, a pallet of bricks was provided in a place, where it wasn't needed. And they were used to throw at windows to break glass. And I heard it said, I don't know if it's true, that, around election time in lots of places, lots of cities, those pallets were set out again. This is the provocateur idea, which, happens in other countries. It's been demonstrated in Canada and in the U.S. multiple times. You know, when you have a cop acting criminally in order to encourage others to do the same, to inspire, you know, it happens constantly. The FBI especially is known for this, because they go and they promote somebody to do something foul in order to catch them. And they've been caught at it more, so often. You know, the original World Trade Center bombing in 93 or whatever it was, you know, the bomb was provided by the FBI. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that, do we? And it's the same within the institutional church. We have to make sure that we stick together as a team. We try to put that facade of obedience to Christ, but our focus is being part of that team. And if somebody like Micaiah or Micaiah, whatever, with Asa, points out, the Lord says this, you put him in prison. You lock him up. You silence him. When a dad tries to tell his kids, you need to be obedient to Christ, not the state. You need to be obedient to Christ. The state is secondary. The collective is secondary. You need to be obedient to Christ. And here's why. Let me point you to the scripture. Let me point you to the fact that marriage begins with sex and ends with death. Let me point you to the fact that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. Let me point you to various things like the facts around young earth creation or things of that nature. The facts around what it really is to love your neighbor. And if a dad wants to do that, you have to silence him, don't you? That's exactly what's happened. I'm going to press on. I've been pressing on, seeking reconciliation for 8 years. You think I'm going to stop? Not until I'm dead. My lady, I love you.